What about these things that a lot of farmers like to wear? You know, they cover your whole body?
Coverall.
Coverall?
Or a union. Some of them call them unionalls.
Union.
Coverall. I've only wore a mini pair of coveralls.
No. Some people call them overalls.
And overalls, they have these suspenders or galluses that hold the shoulders. Mm-hmm. You limbed.
What about if there was something over there at the other end of the room that you wanted, you'd tell me to do what?
To hand me so-and-so.
Mm-hmm. Or go
bring it to me.
Okay. What about if you were trying on some clothes that you hadn't worn in a long time? You might say, well, this coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
It would. I've either done gain and it was too little, or I'd fell off and it's too big. Mm-hmm.
So it fit last year, it wouldn't fit this
That's
year.
That's right.
Okay. But what about if your best clothes were just worn out and you needed something for church? You'd say you need to go to town and buy yourself a
new suit, a new trousers in church.
Sometimes you see these little boys that seems like they like to pick up everything they see and put it in their pockets. And before too long, they got so much stuff in their pockets that the pockets do what?
They burst, I can't run over.
Just bulge out?
Yeah.
What if your wife put a shirt in water that was too hot for it? It might do what?
Draw up.
Mm. Some people say shrink or something.
Same thing.
Yeah. What if a young girl is waiting to go out with a boy at night, and she spends a lot of time in front of the mirror, you know?
Primping.
So your girl primps. Well, what about if a boy is doing the same thing?
Well, he's primping too.
He's primping too. And this thing that a woman carries all her stuff around in, that's her...
A purse.
And what about this little one that has a clasp on it, you know, she can keep her change in it?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
She call that change, you know, pocket book.
Change purse, something.
Purse, yeah.
You ever heard them call it coin purse?
Yeah, coin. Yeah, right.
Okay. And these things that women wear around their wrists, you know, just look pretty, those are
bracelets, right?
And around the neck they wear
they did use a chain around and with a locket on it there, some kind of something on it, you know.
Something
that looked pretty.
Some kind of necklace.
Necklace, yeah.
Okay. And if it's raining outside, you take a
umbrella.
Keep from getting. Have you ever heard of people call umbrellas anything else?
Parasol.
Same thing. And if your wife's making up a bed, the last thing that she puts on would be the what?
You mean the last?
Very last thing.
Bedspread.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And when you go to bed, the thing you rest your head on,
that's the pillar.
What about, sometimes you see, they're not exactly pillows, but they're longer than a pillow.
Bolster. I have one on my bed.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Are they mostly for looks, or do you sleep?
No, that there's usually what you be laying on this side, you flop over on the other side, and you still got to cover your head. You got to carry it with you.
In other words, if it's a long bolster, you might say it doesn't go just part way across the bed; it goes
all the way across.
Okay. What about these kind of heavy things that you might put on your bed on top of your spread during the winter time? Sometimes they're made out of different pieces of material, you know, patched together or sewn together.
Oh,
get a big heavy
bedspread.